Also tonight, there's a bonfire at Twin Lakes Beach from 7:30 to 11. That's Twin Lakes Beach. There's also a beach party this afternoon at Seabright Beach from 3 to 6. Technically, the beach is supposed to be closed during the day, but it opens back up at 4, so people will be arriving probably around 3 or 4. That's at Seabright Beach. So God bless very much, Orrin, that you went through the effort. Orrin's a retired sheriff up in Yolo County, and we appreciate your work, Orrin. This is really a heroic feat, and you will recall Gavin Newsom, and this will go down in the history books.
Thank you.
I really appreciate that. And I just want to add that, Tom, thank you so much. I know that this is a listener-supported show, and I want to let everybody know that Tom has done a wonderful thing with this show. He's been very gracious. And the one thing that you can do is, yes, you can support the recall through recallgavin2020.com, but also by supporting Tom and his show, you're supporting a patriotic movement of your own, and you're keeping the country alive by being able to communicate with one another.
So that's very kind of you, Orrin. And so, people, you can get a hold of Carol here at the radio station, and she'll tell you how to get money to support the show. We pay $400 a week to keep the show in the air. You can also contact me on my cell phone, which is 435-8491. That's 435-8491. So with that being said, Orrin, God bless. Char, God bless. And we shall talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Are you there, Amanda?
Hi, Tom. Can you hear me?
I can hear you great. So this is Amanda Bomer, who's a naturopath up in Canada. What city are you in Canada?
I'm in Minden, just north of Toronto.
The reason why I wanted Amanda on the radio show is that I have friends that are looking through YouTube, and I do also, to see how many people understand the falsity of this entire COVID narrative. And there's people at different levels of understanding. There's some people that have picked up on the Rockefeller Foundation report that describes how to create a dictatorship using a fake pandemic. There's people like Judy Mikovits who showed what a criminal Fauci was, how he'd been involved in criminal endeavors for decades. It goes on and on. Dr. Buttar, he's had some good videos about this. But one of the things I wanted to look at more closely is how the germ theory and the viral theory sort of hijacked modern medicine. And because of the tremendous financial powers of the pharmaceutical industry, it's sort of become accepted when in reality, it can't be proven. It can be proven that it makes money. And that's one of the reasons it's being pushed so hard. Any comments, Amanda?
Yeah, that's correct. We have a corrupt organization of players that have put themselves in key positions ever since the time of Rockefeller and his cronies. And these were big, oil barons and automobile barons and so forth. And, billionaires before their time with way too much money and too much idea of power in their minds, and putting together ideas like the Federal Reserve to tax people. And it's been a slippery slope of control, ever since that time and arguably before that time. And if you don't know the history, then you're going to be confused by what's going on. And also, this is generations of indoctrination. So it's not really easy to unravel everything without some deep research. And I think this is the problem in our apathetic society that's been distracted so considerably and also has been so deeply programmed by all of the different mainstream media lineages that are owned by these same people. And it's a hard pill to swallow for a lot of people, which I understand. But if you're not going to take the information and start to unravel it, and it's like peeling an onion, you're never going to get anywhere. And what we've done, like people like myself and many brilliant doctors have been questioning the germ theory since the very beginning. And really, the whole idea of a virus, which is Latin word for poison, came about at a time when it was a political move to use an invisible germ to scare people and manipulate politics before they even had a microscope they could see particles at such a small nanometer of size. And it's very clever. It's actually quite genius, evil genius, to think about how could you monopolize people in such a way that you set them up to come to you for all their health needs, keep them ignorant about their own bodies and about nature, and continually remove them from nature so that they must always give their funding and their power to you. And that's really when, you know, the Flexner Report began this whole scandal and not allowing our holistic practitioners, natural practitioners, to really use nature's medicine to treat, and actually jailed those practitioners while making this chemical medicine industry based on oil. It really was all oil-based concoctions, which poisoned people, killed people. And the idea of a vaccine came from the same junk science, which has never been proven, which has never been able to isolate a virus and satisfy Henley Koch's postulates, which show that a virus causes a specific disease, nor have they been able to satisfy that a bacterium actually satisfies a specific disease. So really, we've got quackery at its finest here under the guise of scientism and not science. Because when you actually start to break it down and go right to the core documentation, like Dr. Stefan Lenka did when he couldn't quite understand why the so-called viruses he was finding in the ocean were actually helping the fish and supporting them in their health, when he went to go look up, like, what is measles virus? How did they isolate it? He found that they didn't isolate it. And when he went to all the other foundational papers, he found that none of the measurements were done. You actually have to be able to measure, weigh, take DNA or RNA from it and sequence it properly. There has to be foundational paperwork done, but none of that's been done. It's all conjecture and a magic show of taking snippets of DNA and particulates, poisoning out of poisoned bodies, poisoning them further, injecting them into animals in their brains and so forth to create or elicit a false response, meaning they've been poisoned, and then calling that a disease. And it's embarrassing, really. When you go that deep in, you realize what a scam it is. So unraveling that takes some time, but there's amazing work being done now. We're finally at that revolution that we've been waiting for, to a sea change in our knowledge. So this can't be suppressed anymore, especially with the biggest lie we've seen, worldwide lie of this COVID scam. There's no such virus. It's never been isolated. It's never satisfied Henley Koch's postulates for causing any such disease. It doesn't make any logical sense, being that it's a particle your body makes in response to tissue inflammation and damage, that the second it hits air, it's crenated and denatured. It's not alive in the first place. It requires living cells in order to magnify itself. And why it would magnify itself is only in response, again, to a job that's being required of it, which would be to remove damaged tissue or poisons or toxins from the cells, or to assist the repair of said cells. And we've got the evidence of that. So there's books like my friend Will Trebbing. I'm going to be interviewing him soon. He wrote a book called Goodbye Germ Theory. Very well educated doctor. There's a lot of questions, of course, about some of the frauds from the beginning of the story, like Jenner and Pasteur, who, of course, have been trumped up in the fake news to be some sort of hero when they were really plagiarists and charlatans without actual real medical degrees. The private science of Louis Pasteur.
Well, Jenner, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Edward Jenner, for example, when he came up with this crazy madness that they call vaccines today, the concept, folks, that they can inject a bunch of poisonous garbage in your arm and somehow that's going to make you immune from disease, mm-hmm. with no effort at all on your part, that your diet, your posture, your breathing, everything you do, that's of no consequence. Just so you get this crud injecting your arm, somehow that's going to make you healthier. So Edward Jenner, when he first started messing around with this nonsense, he was practicing on the boy of his next door neighbor, and that his name was Phipps. And he was also practicing on his own son. And it just so happened that Phipps and his own son both died by the time they were 20 of complete immune system collapse. That would be the end result of all these vaccines.
Yep.
When you start injecting this crud in your arm, your immune system will collapse. Carry on a minute.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, everyone who has received vaccines will be the sickest people. Those who have not received vaccines, you will see them thriving, healthy, and never getting such diseases. Even most of the childhood expressions that we see, children will not need to get because they haven't been poisoned in the first place. It's interesting how they ride the lie on general trends in health. So we'll get flu season, which is a detox trigger season, usually at a time of change from, say, winter into spring. Things start to move and mobilize again. The sap begins to flow in the trees. And those who have not done their due diligence on their health and been detoxing regularly and eating well, they'll be triggered into a detox expression, which will look like phlegm and mucus because and fever and so forth, because that's how the body actually repairs itself. And then you have these frauds taking that, twisting it, and like a really good narcissist would, twist the information and say, oh, look, we find these particles in the waste of your phlegm, therefore they're the cause. And just as much as flies would cause the garbage that you make, it's the same thing where your own waste particles are just being pushed out of your body, which of course you're going to find a whole host of putrid matter, bacterium, fungal formats, viruses, depending on what your somatids or your exosomes, which are your own brilliant pleomorphic or polymorphic cells that will change shape. They will change from one thing into another in a 16-stage cycle in order to deal with the terrain and to help the process of elimination of wastes, and to also encourage the body to either fast or rest and so forth. And all these mechanisms are normal healing responses, and we've turned them into demons, like it's bad if you cough or sneeze or have these wastes come out of you. And rather than actually realizing that that's a normal, natural bodily mechanism, they suppress the mechanism with very harmful poisons called drugs and vaccines. And the whole premise and foundation of vaccines doesn't even hold water. It just takes not even too much looking and questioning to go, wait a second. So you're telling me that if you give me a little bit of this poison inside my body, somehow my body's supposed to remember the poison. And if I see it again, it's supposed to mount some sort of protection against the poison. The only problem is that this relies on a B memory cell. And in studies, it's shown that the B memory cell doesn't even really remember anything until it's come across that poison many, many, many times, not from one vaccine, not from 20 vaccines. So it doesn't seem to work like that. They also tell you things like if you have an antibody titer, that you are somehow protected. So if you go in and you say, let's see if I'm protected, and they say, yes, you have a titer, you're protected, then they deem you as safe because the vaccine has somehow given you some sort of idea of safety. But equally so, if you go in and you have some symptoms and they test your titer for antibodies, they will tell you that you have a disease. So this very same antibody is either protecting you or giving you a disease. But it can't really be both things. It just doesn't make any sense. So as soon as you begin to question their science and their so-called logic and theories, the whole game falls apart. And then we have to start asking questions about what is contagion. What is considered contagion? I've looked deeply at that through T.C. Fry's work, which he talks about the myth of contagion and also exposes the HIV hoax. And he says that, look, we have similarities of genetic structure, and we tend to go through a lot of expression in familial patterns. So if you have a similar genetic underlay, you might be triggered into expressions during certain times of the year, or if you've been exposed to similar toxins, say in a household or you eat similar things or have similar nutritional deficiencies. But there's trends that you can see in people that, epidemiologically speaking, that isn't caused by something floating through the air and making you sick. That's because they've either been drinking the same water, the same kind of rainstorm affected them, the same kind of maybe a volcano. You know, there's all of these factors. They used to burn coal like crazy. That used to make people very ill and cause all kinds of so-called pandemics or epidemics. And we can always think logically and put the pieces together. Once we understand that if the terrain is poisoned, these mechanisms begin. And if you know that, then you can start to look for the real cause of a lot of these illnesses and diseases.
I haven't given out your website. Mm-hmm. People want to know how to get a hold of you.
Well,
yummy.doctor, right? Give out your website so people can get in touch with you.
I have a few. I have yummy.doctor, that's for my consultation services. I have yumnaturals.com, and that's my products that I create. Professional supplements and things to get your nutrition up so you don't get sick. And I also have healingwithdmso.com, and that is solely for my book on that topic, dimethyl sulfoxide.
Now, you know, I've been interested in this subject for a long time, but let's help our listeners. There's a reason why Amanda says what she says. There's a reason why I say what I say. Both of us have been studying this stuff for decades. She mentioned T.C. Frye, who's written a lot of good books on natural healing. And he was a student of Herbert Shelton, who wrote a lot of good books on natural healing. There's a book that you can find as a PDF on the internet called Murder by Injection.
Yeah,
Houston. Download that book and read it, because it goes into how the Rockefellers hijacked the medical system starting around 1900. Mm-hmm. And the great-grandfather Rockefeller, he was making money when he first got into oil wells by bottling the oil and selling it to people as a tonic. And if you could imagine rubbing that on your head because they tell you to cure baldness, or that you drink it and supposedly cure diarrhea or cure constipation, it was just a bunch of nonsense and patent medicine nonsense. And this was the type of hucksterism that created the Rockefeller Foundation, and they were the ones that hired Admiral and Simon Flexner to present a report in Congress that basically closed down all the natural holistic health schools in the United States. They were the ones at the Rockefeller Foundation that started searching lying through their teeth and saying that viruses were doing this and viruses were doing that. I'm sure you have plenty of books. What are a few our listeners should look up?
Well, there are, I would go back to the furthest history, really, with, you know, Ethel Douglas Hume is when I really started to realize what was going on at that time. I would look up Royal Raymond Rife and what he was doing in his somatoscope, his microscope, and then the somatoscope itself was Gaston Nason's. And, you know, there were some really brilliant names in this. Bernard is another name that's important to look up to understand, you know, the times and what they were doing with science and how they were identifying the somatids and the microzyma inside the blood and developing very special microscopes to look at the living blood, because the main problem is we're not doing that. Modern medicine has to stain slides, remove tissue, color it, and kill it. And now is looking at it dead under heat and light, and making assumptions based on that. And if you really want to understand how the body works, then you're going to want to look at it in living blood. So it's vital, really, to get to the heart of the matter for looking at the history and how this all began. So there's some huge names involved there. I can, on my website, I actually have a blog on my yummy.doctor site, and I talk a lot about these individuals and what they do, what they brought to the table, and really how they were mistreated and jailed and made into psychopaths and attacked for, you know, their truth and their work. So
Amanda, when this COVID thing first started, how many minutes or hours or days did it take before you realize it was a con job? And could you please describe to our listeners the reason we went through it to realize that this is a con job?
It's hard to hear you, by the way. You've been pretty muffled. But let me just say, I think what you said was, when did I understand that it was a con job, the whole germ theory?
Now, when the COVID first happened,
right.
How many minutes, days, or hours did it take before you realized this whole thing was preposterous, that it was machined, that the best way to stop COVID, folks, is to turn off CNN and Anderson Cooper? But let's see what Amanda says. What was your reasoning to come to the conclusion there's something wrong with this narrative?
It took me about 1 second because I already knew that germs don't cause disease. And also, I already knew they were going to play another pandemic card soon anyway. I'd already gotten out of the cities years before, knowing that they were pushing their New World Order agenda, their, you know, transhumanism game, their genetic modification of the human race, their abuse of truth toward a controlled society based on, you know, robots and controlled cars and the whole 5G grid system. Like, if you read the UN 2030 agenda, if you understand that they've been working on this for a really long time, then all it takes is a tomfoolery of a fake virus to take people's rights away, to make them so scared they will do whatever the corrupt government says to do, even though it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever, because the curve, even for by their standards, have been flattened long ago. So why are we being forced to have more, you know, mask wearing and social distancing? They're just doing the mask so it removes your identity. It removes who you are, so you lose yourself in fear and confusion so that they can take over. This is a war. This is a takeover. This is World War III, which is a takeover of our mind. And it's a spiritual war. That's what's happening. I saw that coming long before, and I was also exposing the virus myth many, many years previous to that. So as soon as that happened, I knew automatically that this is their next move. This is a chess move.
Well, you heard what Amanda said, folks. Now is the time to make yourself healthy, read books, learn what real health is. You're not going to get real health from people like the governor and some of these local supervisors and these fake, very fake health officials, where they're telling you that you're going to be healthy by washing your hands with carcinogens, where they tell you you're going to get healthy by wearing a mask that causes you to breathe dirty air over and over and over again. That they tell you they don't want you going to the beach like today. They're saying they don't want you to go to the beach.
Yeah.
Please, folks, I pray to Almighty God that you look at this thing more closely. So, let's see, we've got about 7 minutes. Amanda, keep on going. You're saying a lot of great things, and I appreciate your clarity. I mean, to me, this is all very simple.
Mm-hmm.
And those of you that doubt what we're saying, download that book, which is called Murder by Injection by Eustace Mullins. Another very good book that I highly recommend, I'm sure Amanda's familiar with it, is called Virus Mania, which is written by a German doctor. You can get that on Amazon or you can download it on the internet. That's Virus Mania. Another good book is The Invention of the AIDS Virus by Dr. Peter Duisberg. You can download that from the internet. And also on a very good website, I think you're familiar with David Crowe, and that's theinfectiousmouth.com. Keep on going, Amanda.
Yep, and he just recently died cancer. And, well, I think what's important is people have to drop the fear. And I think what's important about understanding that there's no virus and that the germ theory has not ever been proven to be real, it puts the power back in your hands for your own health. It says it's focusing on biochemistry and physics and that we need nutrients in order for our bodies to run. And here we have a medical cult that completely avoids teaching you about nutrition. They're not trained in nutrition. That should tell you something right there. But that's nutrition that runs the system and protects the cells and encourages the proper mode of detoxing. And if you are on top of your cleansing practices, you don't poison your body with junk. I see all these people wearing masks, going and eating ice cream, you know, and they're going to the fast food restaurants, but they think a mask is going to protect them from something. It's laughable. They're in complete ignorance. And if you want to get your power back, then you need to learn. You need to stop putting the garbage in your mouth, and you need to stop poisoning yourself at every angle and remove the poisons from your body. And it's not difficult to do.
We only have a few minutes left, okay. So I apologize to the listeners who want to call in. We're not going to take any calls today. There's not enough time. So in the last few minutes that are left, could you say a little more about Louis Pasteur? Because you've got all these people think that he's some sort of tin god, and they don't realize he was a serious con artist.
Yes, he was. The book I was mentioning earlier by Gerald Geisen exposes his private lab notes. So the lab notes that he published were vastly different than the private science that was released by accident through his grandson. And it really highlights his fraud and his plagiarism. He basically copied Antoine Beauchamp and his work, and he stole it and twisted it to his aims to appease the king and to get favor in parliament and politics and so forth. And he just basically used these games to enhance himself and make himself popularized. And because of the politics involved and the manipulation of people, he was a favor to the king because you could fool people that way, and they liked that. And they've been using the fake virus or invisible boogeyman story ever since. And obviously it's still working to this day, where people really do believe that anybody and everything is diseased and can get you sick. And that's just not the case whatsoever. So free your mind, do the work. Pasteur basically, if you uncover it, Ethel Douglas Hume just really opens that right up as a plagiarist and a fraud. And he did nothing good for, other than poison children, damage and maim counties, and he was a murderer is basically what he is. So there's nothing to triumph with him.
Well, when he first started experimenting with vaccines, he would experiment on farm animals, and he killed so many farm animals that the Pasteur Institute, when it tried to import vaccines into Germany, the Germans wouldn't allow them in because they thought it was an effort of French warfare. Mm-hmm. That's how dangerous the Pasteur vaccines were. Let's see. We got a few minutes left. Why don't you say a little about your websites and how to get a hold of you and any final comments? Then the news will cut us off. So just keep talking to the news. So,
sure.
This is Tom Quinn. We're interviewing Amanda Vollmer, who's a naturopath up in Canada at chummy.doctor. We appreciate your support of the show. You can contact Carol here at the station, or you can contact me direct on my cell phone, 435-8491. Carry on, Amanda.
Well, I think my message is that it's important that we resist as strongly as possible. You must resist tyranny. You must not comply with what they're forcing us to do. And then it's time to get accountability and really sue everyone involved personally, not just suing the government and so forth, but actually giving notice to every one of the governors and politicians, people that are going along with this scam. Serve them the information that has the teaching knowledge to it. It will be on my blog, yummy.doctor, so you can use that as a template to serve them. And you put them on notice that they have to either repute the facts, or they will have agreed tacitly to the facts, and then you can take the next step and make them change the behavior of forcing masks and social distancing and all this ridiculousness. And after that, if they don't, then you can sue them. So we this is accountability time now. If we don't fight back now, we're not going to get a chance. So every American, every Canadian, every European, this is across this great land, this great world is happening. And we need to be brave now, and we need to put a stop to it in any way we can, because they're not going to stop. They're going to continue until the smart cities infrastructure is there. They're going to burn down the forests. They're going to burn down our lands. They're going to take our land, take your home, make you broke, and make you hungry come very soon. They're going to crash the economy as they've been doing, and it's just going to get worse. So set yourself up now. Don't think it's going to go back to normal. It is not never going to go back to normal. No government has ever given anything back that it's taken, ever, ever. They're not giving it back, okay? It's an illusion. They're gaslighting us. So this is, we have to get outside the indoctrination. We have to get outside of, you know, the belief that they're there to protect us and save us and all that stuff. They're the enemy. They are the enemy of the war. You're in a war. They're the enemy. Do what you need to do. And if you want the template, it's at my website, yummy.doctor. I'll have it up by the end of this weekend. And thanks for having me, Tom.
Yeah.